If business is ethically oriented, then the answer is yes. Why? Because business is increasingly global. Also, small and medium-sized companies are integrated in value chains. Business looks beyond national identities. They have to respect, obviously, national laws. But markets, technology, ideas do not respect national sovereignty. They are universal in their design, in their application. Business wants to grow. So the United Nations is the world's most global organization. We are beyond national identities, so to speak. We are concerned about the globe, the world as a whole. So at that level, there's a really good fit. In practice, business can choose. Business can do a lot of harm. Business can pollute rivers. They can burn down forests. They can seduce customers. They can sell pornography, traffic in children in the worst case, in the dark forces. Or they can be based on sound ethical frameworks and recognize that they can only grow if the societies where they work in also succeed.
What does corporate responsibility look like in practical terms?
It means that the CEO and the top leadership, including board level, understand that long-term financial success goes in hand with environmental stewardship, social responsibility, and good governance. Failure on either of these three non-financial pillars means long-term financial success cannot be safeguarded.
And how is being socially responsible good for business?
A fundamental shift is taking place in the marketplace, and this is where globalization is actually helping us to make the business case. What used to be external to the firm now matters financially. If companies mess up, say, on corruption, or if they are caught in polluting rivers or the ocean, it not only causes enormously damage to their brand, and we have many, many illustrative examples of that, it also is detrimental to employees' motivation, and in general terms, undermines long-term business prospects.
The Compact is the largest voluntary corporate responsibility initiative in the world, with several thousand participants. Which companies really stand out?
Companies stand out that are most globally integrated. The more a company is integrated on average, the higher, the better its performance is. That, I think, is generally true. That can be a small company. Often it's the privately owned companies, which are not so well known by the global brand. I know so many heroes from Pakistan to Argentina who are working under the most challenging environments, be it security, corruption, and yet have a total dedication for long-term success. Or there are global brands, some of them very well known, who understand that the future can only be safeguarded if they act as corporate business statesmen and they're part of the solution.
And what is the most important lesson you've learned over the past 15 years?
Number one, the enemy is us. Change is within us. All human beings have an enormous potential to do enormously good, but also enormously bad. Ethics, knowing what's right and wrong, fairness and justice must be the basis of everything. And we need to know that it's us humans who are weak. The enemy is us. Number two, what connects us is much stronger than what divides us. The world is so interconnected now that we have to build on what connects us. People everywhere have the same aspirations. People everywhere have the same desires, irrespective of culture or language. It means universality as a value proposition has its validity, and it's very important that we strengthen on what connects us, has implications for business too. Thirdly, I think we have to understand the past in order to see the future. In many parts of the world where conflicts are just under the carpet, it is usually associated with grievances of the past because there are different interpretations about history, and these prejudices then live on. They live on and they can erupt easily. Even if it's painful, I think people should reflect and talk about the past, because only when you clear the past and you can stand in front of it, can you see the future with clarity. Otherwise, your vision for the future is blurred.